Come, let's move on. I don't remember a mine where jasper would be mined in the wider Idria area or elsewhere in Carniola. This is something new for me, too. Why haven't I found this rock myself? Well, that's the way it is in the Idria area. Some natural features are almost inaccessible, and I have a feeling that this is one of them. The rocks are beautiful and even more stunning if we cut into them. Polished jasper just glows, and every detail of its composition is visible. And this necklace. In my time, the rich liked to adorn themselves with jewelry. The most valuable were gold and silver, which were extracted with the help of mercury. The excavated and crushed gold or silver ore was poured with mercury. Upon mixing, a solution of amalgam is formed. This was then heated, the mercury evaporated, and gold or silver remained. At that time, the largest number of gold and silver mines was in South and Central America, which is where most of Idria's mercury was exported to from the second half of the 16th century onwards. Yes, Idria was really the driving force behind the development of the world in those days.